Hey everyone, I know you're still floating after the scintillating victory over the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. That brought us to the NFC Championship game, but we have work to do, people, okay? So here's the pick six brought to you by Sleep Number. I'm your host inside TCO Studios at Winter Park with a sheet full of your questions. So let's get back to work. Question number one comes from Justin. Talk about a game I will be telling my kids about. Skol Vikings. No doubt about it, Justin. This play will live in NFL lore forever. It is iconic, and it is a part of NFL history for sure. A big reason why? The epic call from voice of the Vikings Paul Allen and radio analyst Pete Bursich. They even gave the play a name, the Minneapolis Miracle. Take a listen.
Receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs.
Stay up!
Oh my God,
loose! Oh my God!
30!
No!
10! Touchdown! Are you kidding me?
What a miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis miracle!
The next question comes from Tim. What kind of effect do you think winning like this will have on the character of the team? You know what, Tim? That's a good question because this does have an effect on the team, and I think it's profound. This has a galvanizing effect. This gives a locker room a feeling of destiny. Now, the Vikings already had that mojo going for them based on what has happened this season, but this only strengthens that feeling, and it's a good thing when you're going on the road in the NFC title game. The next question comes from Gerald. Great first half and unbelievable finish. The second half was a different story. Was it something we were doing, the Saints were doing, or a combination of both? Probably a combination of both, but let's not forget, the New Orleans Saints have the heart of a champion, a future Hall of Famer at quarterback, and a head coach who's already guided his team to the Super Bowl. The Vikings took the Saints' best shot in the second half, and the Saints are to be commended for their toughness and competitive integrity. But these Vikings won't quit. They are fighters, and they came out on top. Next question comes from Robert in Hawaii. What do you think is the area where we really need to work on the most? Well, Robert, I think you take a look at the offense not scoring a touchdown in the first half when they had it first and goal from the six, having to settle for a field goal. Then on the first drive of the second half, being in field goal range, then a tackle for loss on a run and a 10-yard sack. When you take a touchdown opportunity and only get a field goal, and then take a field goal opportunity and get no points, that can come back to bite you, and it did for the Vikings on Sunday against the Saints. Fortunately, they were able to overcome it. It's tougher to do that on the road in the playoffs. That's where the Vikings will be on Sunday. So the Vikings cannot let those scoring chances slip away. Javaris in Mississippi has the next question. Do you think it will be hard to not think about playing the Super Bowl at home? I think it's been hard to do that all season, but now it's what the Vikings should think about. They are one step away from making this a reality, from becoming the first team in NFL history to play in a Super Bowl that will be played in their home stadium. All season long, it's been a one game at a time approach and trying to keep the vision of that in the distance, but now it's right in front of them, and the Vikings should think about that every second of every day this week. Josiah from Duluth, Minnesota has the last question. Looking at the Eagles, what scares you the most? Well, nothing scares me about the Philadelphia Eagles. They are the one seed, and they have a great defense. So let's talk about that Philadelphia Eagles defense. It is anchored by a great defensive line. Fletcher Cox is one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL, and they have four defensive ends that they can rotate. So this defensive line is going to come at you all game long, and they're going to have fresh legs all game long. Big challenge for the Vikings offensive line, tight ends, and running backs, especially in the running game where the Eagles are number one in the NFL. But our guys are up to the challenge. Can't wait to see it happen on Sunday night. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Tons of great content coming your way all week leading up to the NFC title game. That is going to include Everson Griffin, wired for sound from Sunday's win over the New Orleans Saints. That will be up on the website very soon, so please stay tuned to that, and please stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings Entertainment Network all week for more great content coming your way.